How do you anticipate dividing the time up for your quarterbacks?
All three of them are going to play. And we'll go, Vince will go with the starters, probably in the second quarter, depending on his snaps. And then Kerry will go, and then we'll finish the game with Engel.
You see Kerry playing second and third, and then Engel?
Really dependent on the number of snaps and the success and the drives and that kind of stuff. It's hard to say you're going to get so many plays because, drives are hard to predict.
Any excitement for you actually getting out there and playing again?
I'm sorry?
Any excitement for you actually getting out there and playing?
Well, I mean, the guys are very excited. We finished a really productive couple of days of practice with the Rams, and now they're excited to go out and play a ball game. And it's always, the first preseason game is always the best of the four because it's the first one, and you're anticipating good things to happen.
Kind of important for Engel to perform well in linebacker, and you haven't seen him in that.
Yeah, and we expect him to do well. He has a good understanding of what we're going to do. Fortunately for him, he's going to be surrounded with pretty good people. We have depth on the offensive line, and we have a big group of receivers around him, and they'll be able to make plays for him.
You see a change in your philosophy as far as keeping more than two quarterbacks this year? Is that
there's a lot to be sorted out as far as the roster is concerned, and a lot will be determined by how effective Engel is. And Engel could have a great preseason for us, and our roster wouldn't allow us to keep three. Those are decisions that we'll make down the line.
Jeff, from a coach's standpoint in regards to that, which position or positions are most competitive and crowded right now as far as numbers?
Well, most of it, the competition is going to come in the area of depth. For the backup spots on the roster, obviously we've got a number of good receivers. We can't keep them all, so it's going to be important that guys make plays and do the right things and get open and do the things they've been doing in practice. But those decisions will be hard. The running back position also. We have depth at the running back position. Unfortunately, we can't keep them all. And I'm sure when the preseason's underway, that'll speak for itself based on how we expect them to run.
How much do the joint practices help with your familiarity now with the Rams and the little bit of game planning that you do?
They're going to understand their opponent. They've lined up across from each other. Well, it's hard to predict what's going to be done in the ballgame. And they could call 60 defenses tomorrow that we haven't seen. So, that's why you have to be prepared for everything.
How vanilla do you keep game plans, especially?
We add each week. We'll add a little bit more. But this is, we want to watch them play and execute. We're not going to go into this ballgame and try to out-scheme somebody. We're going to this ballgame to out-execute.
Anything else?